Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services for Imperial and Mexicali Valley. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Mr. Scott Dudley.
Welcome. Thank you for listening. Hit us up with an email. wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. But not right now because I forgot to turn my phone off and it'll chime on the radio and we don't want that to happen. Okay, welcome back. Our guest today is Gabriela Rubalcaba. Our topic is mental health and relationships. Gabby is a therapist for us, a mental health counselor. She's working on her MFT intern. How many hours do you have studying?
My license. I have about 1,000 left.
Oh, wow. Really? Oh, that's pretty good.
Roughly.
So how many did you have? How many did you start with? I mean, how many did you
have
to do?
Zero, but 3,000.
Oh, okay. So you've done 2 of the 3,000.
Yes, that is correct. And
do you see the light at the end of the tunnel?
I'm getting there. I am getting there. So I'm getting more and more excited about it. So.
Are you thinking about testing and getting
yes.
ready to engage with that process?
Yes, definitely. It's like going back to school for the test, but it's better to be prepared. So I'm looking forward to that. Sleepless nights. In the future.
So you're going to study hard?
Yes, for sure. For sure.
And you're just going to wing it. Yeah.
Preparation.
Actually, we have a lot of people who are studying right now. Several people that are studying right now to take the test. And then we have people that have already passed their test for licensed clinical social workers. And we've gone, it's great because when I started here 16 years ago, we didn't have many licensed people.
Just a few, very few.
And now we have so many clinicians and a lot of them. I mean, it's great. So.
And you know, it's cool. It's like they're not all like people from, La Jolla or San Francisco or, other weird places far, far away. They're local people who understand our local populations, who speak all of our languages. And that's really cool too. And Gabriela, you certainly.
Yes,
I represent.
Yes, I am Mexican, and I did grow up in Brawley, and I currently work there as well. So,
yeah, it makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And I'm really glad to see, more awareness of mental health in the community, and a lot of, new clients to getting this, to being, willing to get services, and the importance of treating them and putting their, needs first and helping themselves. It's very good to see in the community.
Cool. So let's pretend, like my wife was listening to the first segment and she's like, hey, they're talking about relationships. Come over here. And she kind of pulls me over to the radio and I'm listening to it. And she says, maybe we can see where we're at. Let's pretend we've got people who are ready to look at their lives, look at their relationships.
There's not going to be one of those like questionnaires that you find, the ones that I used to read
in
back then.
Red Book magazine?
Yeah, no, whatever. Those magazines targeted to women. And, you had a check mark to see, the qualities of a guy that, your future husband or, answer these questions to see if your relationship's going to last.
No, it would have to be with all people and apply to everyone and stuff like that. But let's start with red flags. Let's start with what kind of things, if they're going on in a relationship, are things that maybe causes for concern.
Okay.
Is that a good place to start?
Yeah. I just want to kind of, touch base on what is a healthy relationship, which can also vary, depending on what your wants and needs are and compatibility, what is important to you. But, most of the most common ones are, respect, trust, having a supportive, significant other, being able to share things, being able to be open, feeling safe, being yourself around that person. I mean, it can vary. There's, several others that people find very important in a relationship, but and just like that, the unhealthy relationships. There's several things that one could, you know, consider unhealthy, but the most common would be, you know, being in an abusive relationship emotionally, physically.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.